Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Hall of Fame weekend, I think, hope, that the Maple Leafs just hit rock bottom. It's your Yahoo Sports Canada Daily Podcast for Monday, November 18th. But first, sports. Good morning, Canada. Thank you for tuning in. A brand new week is here, and a brand new class will take their place in the Hockey Hall of Fame today. Among those being honored is Haley Wickenheiser, a generational name in the women's game. And I will talk to Ailish Forfar in just one moment about Wickenheiser's impact on women's hockey. Also this weekend, the Toronto Maple Leafs bottomed out with a pair of brutal losses on a back-to-back. The Raptors finish off their road trip in Dallas, and we find out a few names that are not receiving rings after championship summer. But first, 2019 class of the Hockey Hall of Fame will have their day today. Guy Carboneau, Vaclav Nedomansky, Jim Rutherford, Jerry York, and Sergei Zubov are all set to join hockey's hallowed hall. But the main event inductee, the biggest name on the ballot, is Haley Wickenheiser, one of the most decorated international players ever, with a 23-year career, a lot of which was spent as the captain of Team Canada, a run that included 7 World Championship golds, 4 Olympic golds, and a whole heap of other medals and accomplishments. She became the first woman to play full-time in a professional men's league at a position other than goaltender when she played in Finland. In 2002, she earned the Order of Canada. She's in Canada's Walk of Fame. And now she takes her rightful place, more than deserved, in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Along with all those on-ice accomplishments, however, Wickenheiser served as really the de facto face of women's hockey for more than a decade. And calling her a legend, it really undersells how important she was to the sport. The influence she had on a generation of women and girls growing up playing hockey is immeasurable, and one that I personally would not come close to capturing in words. Luckily for me and for us, one of the many, many players she influenced joins me now, Ailish Forfar, who played for the Markham Thunder in the CWHL last season and is now part of the Yahoo Sports Canada team, joins me. Ailish, what comes to mind when you think of the legacy of Haley Wickenheiser?
It's a really special weekend, and especially for a female hockey player like myself who grew up without, you know, that person that was an accessible role model until I actually saw Haley Wickenheiser play. I think it was at the Salt Lake City Olympics, and that was actually the first time I ever saw women's hockey on television. I was playing boys hockey. I was basically a little tomboy. I just wanted to be like my brother. And I think the first time I saw a successful female athlete that I could relate to was Haley Wickenheiser. And it kind of became, for me, what gave me that momentum and that passion to continue to chase my own dreams. And she was that confident, passionate, outstanding leader, and also dynamite on the ice. She just kind of encompassed everything that I wanted to be like. And I think there's a lot of people now that have been able to share their stories of how they've gotten interested and passionate about hockey. And a lot of people relate back to Haley Wickenheiser being that driving force. And it's her weekend, which is so special, because when do female hockey players get this accolade that they get to celebrate kind of for themselves? And that's not a knock on the other inductees this weekend, but it's clearly a really special weekend for female hockey players, and for me especially, with the current state of the game and not knowing what's next, it's important that we have this momentum from this weekend and sharing all the stories of how we got started and where we are. And we've all come from different backgrounds, but she's kind of been intertwined in everybody's life, so it's special. And I'm smiling thinking about the memories I have watching her and then getting to talk to her and kind of now as a media professional, getting to share my story that intertwines with this huge weekend for her, it's awesome.
Do you have a personal favorite story?
You know, this is like kind of a personal thing, but
sure.
It was really cool. I mean, when I grew up playing boys hockey, I was playing AAA boys hockey just north of the city, and I was the only girl, so I was pretty nervous all the time going out on the ice because there's nobody that looked like me. So I used to tuck my ponytail into my shoulder pads, and I would kind of just try to blend in like I was a boy. I laugh now because I'm like, clearly they knew I was a girl. I got changed in my own dressing room, and then would go on the ice and pretend that I was a boy. But I used to do that, like, not really knowing why. I just thought, like, oh, I don't want to stand out like a girl. And I was, I guess, realizing this down the road when I switched over to girls hockey, that kind of was a weird phase of my life where I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. I think it was just because there was no one else like me. And then now I've got the chance to share that story and listen to Haley Wickenheiser's upbringing. And she has a really similar memory of playing hockey in Calgary and being the only girl on her boys team just a couple years before me in the same situation. And she also used to hide her hair in her shoulder pads or in her helmet, I think she said, because she was playing, you know, boys hockey, or sorry, it was in Saskatchewan. She grew up just like not having anyone to look up to. So she also did that same thing. So that like weird parallel story, when I heard it, I remember being like, I wonder how many girls kind of felt that same way, that, you know, being a badass hockey player at the age of 8 wasn't really cool. And now I help coach like younger girls teams in the GTA, and they've all got their long ponytails out, or they're playing boys hockey and they're proud to be girls. And I'm like, that's something that I think has changed now, because you can be a passionate young athlete and be a female and be dominating in a male, I guess, dominated sport. So that was a weird kind of crazy story that we both shared. And I remember talking to her about it, and it was weird. It's like looking in a mirror.
Speaking of sort of not knowing the future of what the sport holds, do you have any sort of further insight as to what is coming next for women's hockey right now? Because there was the Budweiser thing, and sort of it seemed like there was some momentum growing. Do you have any insight into what we should expect next?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective as a part of the PWHPA, the 200 professional hockey players that are kind of stepping aside right now to build a future, I think that it's a slow process, and that has been both frustrating and kind of humbling, because if we really want this to make a difference for those kids that we help coach now, or girls that, for example, were at that Hockey Hall of Fame Legends game on Sunday, there are so many young girls. Like, that's who it's about. So it's about being a little bit less selfish about, I want to be on the ice, I want to play, and I want to play right now. And we just kind of need to have that perspective of, like, it might take more than one or two seasons to create the lasting change we want, but that's where this will be something that we'll be proud of down the road. So I think it's important to look at what we've done so far with the 3 showcase tournaments in the fall. We've signed on big sponsors like Budweiser, like Adidas. Those are huge names that want to be a part of our journey, and we don't want to rush it. So there will be more showcase tournaments in the winter. There'll be one in the Toronto area. So we're going to go to Philadelphia as well, and then we're going to pick a new market. We kind of had a Twitter vote. People could send in where they wanted to see our kind of traveling showcase tournaments come. And just seeing like the online outreach for what we're doing, and seeing that people are supporting us and they're not impatient, they know that this takes some time, that's assurance enough that we'll get where we want to be when the time is right. But it's exciting. When have you ever got to kind of build a future and be a part of a movement that doesn't really have an end date, right?
Introduction ceremony takes place tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time, live from Toronto. Also happening this weekend in hockey, the Maple Leafs, they basically bottomed out in a pair of particularly uninspiring losses. on Friday and Saturday night. A 4-2 loss to the monster under the bed, the Boston Bruins, on Friday. And the real catastrophe was the next night, a 6-1 loss on Saturday night to the Penguins. And no excuse for this one. The Penguins also on the second half of a back-to-back. The Penguins also missing a very important player in Sidney Crosby. Very important, basically one of the best players in the league. They had no problem scoring 6 goals. It certainly felt like rock bottom for the Maple Leafs. The questions about Mike Babcock getting louder and louder. And no number of Kyle Dubas hallway press conferences are going to stem that tide until they start winning again. And if they're going to get things going right, they'll have to do it on the road. 10 of their next 12 games, including the next 5 straight, are away from home. And up next, hey, what better way to relieve some stress and to bond as a group than a trip to Vegas? It's Leafs versus Golden Knights. That game is on Tuesday. Vegas coming off a 6-0 win over the Calgary Flames last night. And speaking of road trips, the Toronto Raptors concluded their 5-game trip on Saturday in Dallas. Luka Doncic, just too much to handle. He looked amazing. Looks like all the extra minutes also with Kyle and Serge out might have finally caught up to some of the heavier rotation guys on the Raptors roster. The road trip ends 3-2 for Toronto, which really, all things considered, has to be thought of as a success when you factor in the important pieces like Lowry and Ibaka and Pat McCaw even, and 2 games from OG Anunoby, all those guys not in the lineup. 3-2 is a pretty good success. The Raptors back home with some home cooking tonight and a decent matchup as they take on the Charlotte Hornets in Toronto. Charlotte 6-7 out of the gate. The Raptors back home with a 8-4 record. That is what we would commonly refer to as a winnable matchup for the Toronto Raptors. Also, according to the Toronto Sun, a trio of Raptors that were traded away during last season's run to the championship reportedly will not receive a ring. DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and most importantly, Jonas Valanciunas, all apparently not going to be given a token for their 30 games to start the year. GM Bobby Webster said the team did their research, basically, and it's not that uncommon of a thing to draw the line at who was on the team in the finals. I don't feel especially strong about this either way, but I will say I'm a little surprised, especially when it comes to JV. He was the longest tenured Raptor at the time, but that's the way it's going to be. No ring for JV. I guess it's always sort of a weird feeling to receive that ring anyway on a team you didn't clinch the championship with. It's not like you would wear it with extreme pride afterwards, but we digress. Anyway, that's all from this morning's show. Raptors versus Hornets is tonight from the Scotiabank Arena. That game tips off just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And also at that time tonight, as mentioned, with Ailish, Haley Wickenheiser in the 2019 class take their place in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, lots to take in and enjoy tonight, which means lots to talk about tomorrow morning. I'll be here, right here on But First Sports, to bring you everything you need to know, and I hope you will join me then, as you did today. But for now, that's it. Start the week off right, and enjoy your Monday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.